The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio, thanks again for tuning in and hearing about the amazing things that are happening in our school districts across Long Island. And we are in definitely one of the most unique school years that we have ever seen, and certainly a very, very long time. And last week, we were talking with the superintendent from the Belmore School District. He was on the first time. He wrote a song for the class of 2020, so he was dubbed the singing superintendent, the first one that actually had music played during our show. So he holds that notoriety. But this week, he's also our first superintendent that's on as an author to talk about a book that is coming out shortly. And we're talking with none other than Dr. Joe Famularo from the Belmore School District. Again, they're a K-6 school district located in Nassau County. And, well, Dr. Joe, you've been a longtime educator. Tell us a little bit about your background. I know we covered this when we spoke over the summer, and we talked about your song and how you encourage and inspire kids through music. But give us a little about you and how you got into education, and then we're going to talk about this book that you have coming out that I'm excited to talk to you about it. So Let's start off with a little bit about Dr. Joe, the singing superintendent and now published author.
Thanks, Bob. Great. Always great to be with you. It's funny when you mention music. Actually, I student taught music at William Floyd way back.
Wow. Back in the day, my home school district that, for full disclosure, I'm the school board president and have been for 18 years and one of the best music programs around, too, by the way.
Absolutely.
So, William, I wonder Floyd. Why you came all the way out there to student teach.
Yes. And it was a great experience. So I started off as a music teacher, actually, way back for a few years, and then got into teaching reading because it was similar to teaching music, and just fell in love with several of the areas. I got my special education degree and got certified in a few different areas, but went to Belmore almost 30 years ago as a special ed reading teacher and taught for several years, and then was an assistant principal there, principal, a director, assistant superintendent, and now for the past almost 15 years, superintendent. Wow. So Belmore is a special place for me, and it's been just a great experience, and I'm just blessed, working there.
Talk to us about, again, I keep harping on it, the singing superintendent, but, that very artistic side, to have that ability to perform and to create on your own. Talk to us about how you got your first love and taste of music and how it's, stayed with you all these
years.
Yeah,
I have a very musical family, my cousin, Dom Famularo, I have to give the credit. He started giving me guitar lessons when I was 8 years old, and he's a drummer, but he wanted to make sure that I got into it the right way. And he would drive to my house and give me lessons every week. He's 10 years more senior than me. So it, we did that. And then I did, weddings and all different gigs early on, and taught lessons when I was 16. I had 30 students, so had a little guitar school called the Guitar Experience. Wow. But just been playing, and it just, music is just a great outlet. It's a great way to express yourself. My family, my kids all play music and play instruments, and we sing all the time, and it's just something that my love. And I've written songs my whole life. I wrote my first dance with my wife, and that was performed. So again, we had the opportunity for the class of 2020 to write a song, and my cousin Anne Marie sang on it. Beautiful voice. And you could see it on YouTube. If you just searched class of 2020, you'll see the song.
It'll pop up. Yeah. And we did a show on it. So folks, if they check out our SoundCloud link, you might go to the Belmore show from over the summer, and we actually aired it on the show as well. And it's really good stuff. Now, when did you have time to write a book? Because listen, writing a book is never an easy thing. And you're a superintendent of schools. We had a pivot on a dime back in March to full virtual because the entire country, the state of New York, was shut down. And then you had a plan all summer long. And here we are in a brand new environment. And you have a book coming out called IOU Life Leadership. Talk to us about when you first got the idea to say, hey, I've got some things I want to share that I think is worth putting in a book, and then talk to us about the time management to get all that done.
Yeah, I've always jotted down lyrics, I mean, since I was, you know, very young. And I do the same for ideas that I get, you know, whether it's for education, for leadership. So I've been writing this my whole life, I would say, but I would say about 3 years really, you know, sitting down and trying to, you know, put it together and organize the thoughts that I had. But it was inspired by my grandfather, who was a great leader. On the cover, it says it's IOU Life Leadership, which I'll get into what that is, but it's Lessons from a Great American Sailor. And my grandfather was in both World War One and World War Two. He immigrated from Italy at 13 years old by himself with $30 in his pocket. And for a new, better life for his family and himself and his family. And he did that. And he was just an amazing person, a great speaker, would give us, when I say us, all the cousins and family, leadership discussions, really just sharing his life. So every chapter starts off with a story about him and the lessons that he has shared.
That's great. And, you know, we touched on this last week when we were talking about, you know, how this generation of kids, how this stuff is going to impact them. And then we touched on, again, I had a great aunt recently pass, 103 years old, and you put into perspective what your grandfather lived through and the courage at 13 years old to go on the boat and come across the sea to a totally unfamiliar area and just the gumption to do that and the survival skills and the mindset that you have to have and the self-confidence. And then again, World War One and World War Two, you know, that family connection and that family history is so important to make sure that it's written down, because, you know, much can be learned from what they did and how they did it and apply it to any day and age. It doesn't matter generationally how far advanced we are, technology, people are people, and how people adapt to things, I think, has stayed through the test of time. So yeah, that's really important. So talk to us about IOU Life Leadership, right? Because the first thing you think of with IOU is, well, I owe somebody something.
Right. Absolutely. That's usually what you think you owe. But in this case, what you owe is yourself to be a leader, to be a life leader. And here's the catch. So IOU stands for inward, outward, upward. So it's this idea of, you know, living inwardly first, you know, that's understanding yourself and thinking. And outward living is when we interact with others. And based on how we live inwardly and outwardly, there's a byproduct. And we hope it's upward living. And there's the you. And upward living is when you're creating a dynamic, positive culture and hopefully receiving peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, and excellence. And I call that PH2E. We all want more PH2E, right? It's really what we all desire. So based on your inward and outward living, there's a byproduct. So that's where you get the IOU life leadership from.
What would you say are some of the obstacles that people encounter with the inward part, the self-reflection? What are, you know, sometimes people can't self-reflect in a healthy way or an objective way, right? When you're emotionally involved, what are some of the obstacles, and what are some of the tips that you give to really take full advantage of inward living? Because I think self-reflection is such an important part of anybody that has any level of happiness. It's not material happiness, it's spiritual happiness. And you have to be well-grounded and well-based. So what are some of the obstacles you think?
Yeah,
how do you have people overcome them?
Yeah. And you know, every day we're inward living, right? So, you know, one of the exercises is in any given day, write down the percentage of times that you're inward living versus outward living. So inward living is when you're in the car, when you're thinking. We're thinking most of the time with no one around us. And as soon as you step into a room, that's considered outward living. But what are we doing when we're inward living? And that's the key. That, you know, that's your life. That's your inward being. And a lot of times we focus on things we can't control. And that's one thing my grandfather would always say, is to try to focus on what you have control. You know, stay in what within your control, and then more things happen. You'll feel more peacefulness. You'll feel more satisfaction. Focusing on things you have no control over will get you nowhere. So it's just understanding the control versus the things you don't have control, and stay more within your control. And again, spend that time. And in the book, we talk about your eyes. What's your eyes? And your eyes are your inward triggers, for example. What triggers you as a person that gets you up? Spend some time and think about those triggers. Or your vision. What's your personal vision? Or your vision, your character development. So it's really important to spend that time inward living in a positive and effective way, and hoping that byproduct you'll get is more PH2E, peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, and excellence.
Well, we're having a conversation with the superintendent of schools from the Belmore School District, but he's a singing superintendent. He's also an author. IOU Life Leadership. Well, it'll be available for sale at Amazon and Barnes and Noble and other places where books are sold in the very near future. And it's about life leadership within an organization, within yourself, and how to treat and make the world around you a little bit better place. And we're going to continue our conversation with some of the other aspects of this book and some of the tips and tricks he's passing along to others so that you could have plenty of PH2E as well. You're listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. Check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That's your place to suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in so they can be the next one right here in our Spotlight. We'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio, thanking you for tuning in. And listen, I hope during this trying time for everybody, the pandemic, the social unrest, that you're taking some time for yourselves and your own social, emotional, mental health needs. And, you know, I think this book is kind of timely, and we're speaking with the author of the book of IOU Life Leadership, and he's the superintendent of the schools at the Belmore School District, Dr. Joe Famularo. And this book will be available for sale on Amazon and Barnes & Noble in a very short period of time. So take a look and look out for it. And IOU Life Leadership, well, you are a leader of a school district, so I'm sure throughout the many years in education, you know, you've had some training, you've had some good lessons, some hard lessons, and some observations as to what it takes to be a good leader, not only just for your own personal life journey, but within an organization. Tell me a little bit, as you were writing this book, what are some of the takeaways that you wanted to make sure were in your book so that a future aspiring school leader, because that's another deficit that we have to worry about, is there's a thinning pool of people who are trying to become superintendents or who have the chops and who want to do it, because it's a tough business. You know, you're constantly being Monday morning quarterbacked, right? You are reporting to a board of education that, you know, is reporting to a community. So what are some of the skill sets that you have put in your book that could work within any organizational structure, whether it be education or a leader in small business, big business? What are some of the things you try to communicate through this?
Yeah, and I said before, a lot of the leadership skills and lessons from my grandfather, Vincent Famularo, and also the research, as you said, from training as being a leader in a school district and just leadership in general. And, you know, I didn't invent a lot of this. I just framed it a different way and tried to make it simple. And one of the things we talk about is the 12 essential life anchors. So there are 6 inward anchors that you can use for inward living, and then 6 outward anchors that help us for outward. So it really is sort of a blueprint, a framework, is a foundational framework for positive and effective living and leadership for yourself and also in a family, team, or organization, school district. And the inward anchors is really understanding, you know, there are 6, and just real quickly, self-culture is the first one, where it's the principle of self-identity, understanding who you are, yourself, the principle of life vision, what's your purpose and potential and passion in life, the daily mission, that's what you do every day. Your life principles, well, you know, what are the principles? That's the life realities. And we all have a life map based on a reality, and is that map correct? And usually they're not. So we have to always analyze our life maps so that we continually improve on them and try to get them more closer to reality. And then life values and then life goals, setting goals. So those are the inward principles. Then most importantly in an organization is the outward principles, which is the first is inspire trust. And I call it IOU trust. It's the highest form of trust. When you have trust in a relationship, things move very quickly. You're not, you know, tiptoeing on every word. You feel safe. It's non-threatening. And especially in this environment, you really want to have an environment where you feel like you can express yourself. So trust is the leading outward principle in the outward living in IOU life leadership.
And Joe, we're talking with Joe Famularo. He's the author of the book, IOU Life Leadership. He is a superintendent of schools. And, you know, IOU life leadership, again, it goes beyond organizational leadership. And I'm really touched about the family connection and the life lessons you learned as a youngster that your grandfather imparted on you. And with some of the outward living, you know, the principles of interacting with others in the world, right? We've seen a world come to a point where, you know, you disagree with somebody, then you try to discredit them as opposed to disagreeing without being disagreeable, right? And agree to disagree. What are some of the main tenets that you try to communicate here is about how you try to treat other people around you, whether it be your immediate family, whether it be your neighbors, because sometimes your community, your environment do impact your inward reflection and what you think of yourself, but only you can change you, right? The serenity prayer I was thinking was coming to mind about control the things you can control and, you know, give you the grace and dignity to recognize the things that you can't, or I don't know the exact phrasing, but that's the point. So what are some of the things, particularly with the outward living, interacting with others in a sometimes a tumultuous world?
Right. So when we move into the outward living, we're in the world, we interact with others. So we have 100% control of how we react to the world. We have 100% control of our outward living, but we have no control of the outward world coming to us. And just understanding that puts you in a better frame to try to receive some more upward living and feeling positive. Another outward anchor, though, that's important is just positive communication. And in communication, it's I call it wholehearted listening, listening with your heart, you know, trying to understand empathically, not judging when you're having a conversation. And especially even, you know, I have two teenagers, I have twins, 17-year-olds, trying to listen to them, understand them, how they feel, instead of me just giving my opinions and or even, you know, right away saying, all right, here's the answer. Just trying to understand, reflect back what they are saying so they feel that they're listened to. And, you know, you see the communication, the relationship just grow. So wholehearted listening versus half-hearted listening versus reply listening, thinking about what you want to say when someone else is speaking. We do that all the time. And people know that. I mean, you could feel it. And then there's really no listening where you're just thinking about something else. So positive practice, positive communication is another outward living anchor to focus on. And thinking about, again, listening empathically.
And, you know, sometimes I also think, and this is going to get to the last part of the IOU, the upward living, I think sometimes people have expectations that may not be realistic or may not be substantive and more shallow or more materialistic as far as achieving happiness, healthiness, and excellence, right? Some people equate different things to be healthy and happy and successful or like they finally made it. Explain to us a little bit about the upward living part.
It's interesting because when you think about, you know, you ask somebody, what's your goal in life? Well, I want this car. Well, why do you want the car? Because it looks great. Well, you know, how's it going to make you feel? I'm going to feel happy. So it's not the car, it's happiness. Or I want that house on the beach. Why do you want that? Well, because it's going to, you know, make me happy. Well, when you're there, what are you going to feel? I'm going to feel peace. So it's peacefulness. So if there's other ways to get there, because we can't all afford that car and that house on the beach, it's peace you're looking for. It's happiness, it's healthiness and excellence. And upward living is what we all strive for. The opposite is downward living. So there's also IOD, and we talk about that inward, outward, downward living, where it's not peace, it's anxiety you have in your life. It's not happiness, it's unhappiness. It's not healthiness, it's unhealthiness. It's not effectiveness. its ineffectiveness. And then there's the middle, that what we call IOW, I inward, outward way with living. It's just sort of you're on autopilot in life. You're just going through the motions. You're drifting along. You're not really paying attention. You know, that's okay, but we really always want to strive for that upward living. That's where the excitement is. So it's being aware of those types of living environments that you're in. And then when you're aware of it, having some tools to say, okay, you know what? I need to move towards the upward living. I need more PH2E in my life.
And, you know, when somebody's in that downward spiral or that downward living, right, sometimes it gets so dark they can't see the way out. What are some of the tips that you would say, hey, look, if you're on that downward spiral for whatever the reason, in outside factors or life-altering, changing events, a loss of a spouse or a family member that was unexpected, you know, I mean, some of the stories out of this pandemic have been horrific. What are some of the pieces of advice you could give somebody to say, look, you might be downward for this, but here are some of the things to climb back.
Yeah. Upward. Yeah. There's no question. It's again, you know, allowing yourself to be, you know, if something upsets you that you're upset, allowing it, you're not allowing it because someone else is making you feel that. And that's what we teach the kids as well. If someone says something negative to them, they don't have to be sad. They could just turn away and say, okay, I'm in control. But if they are sad, they're allowing it because they're saying, okay, I'm allowing myself to be sad. So it's that idea of that you're in control of your inward living. No one else is. No one can control what's inside of you. When you understand that, again, this peace comes over, even when it's sad or it's upsetting, but I'm in control of it. I'm allowing myself to be sad or upset. I'm not doing it because someone else is making me or trying to make me feel sad or upset. That's really, you know, a real much more positive way to look at that range of emotions and feelings.
Well, a very timely book at a great time that I think people could probably get some great takeaways. It's IOU Life Leadership by Dr. Joe Famularo, coming out very soon on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Joe, you got a social media page you want to plug as well?
Yeah, at Dr. Joe Famularo, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. It's Dr. Joe Famularo. You find all this.
Awesome. IOU Life Leadership, something that you should read and actually live your life by. You'll be a little happier when you get some of that inward and upward peace and health and happiness. Thank you, Joe. Always great speaking with you. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. And check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools, your place to suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in, and your school district may be the next one right here in our spotlight. Stay well, stay healthy, and IOU Life Leadership.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.